let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Do It For The Content. It is your host, Drea OKK, a.k.a. Drea Knows Best. Yes. We're back with another podcast episode. This is going to be great. I say this all the time, but I feel like every episode is good because there's so much to learn in this industry that I'm going to be dropping. But this is a continuation of the previous episode, and if you have not listened to it, I mean, doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to this one now, but you should definitely listen to it. We covered kind of like when you want to go after a brand deal, you want to pitch yourself to a brand, you need to come correctly. So basically setting yourself up for success before reaching out to a brand. Now, before we dive into this one, this episode I'm going to cover pretty much how to negotiate those brands. Now the brand has reached back out to you, and what do you say? How do you go about those email back and forths? This is going to be a guide for that. But before I dive into it, as usual, if you have not left a review for this podcast, matter of fact, I should read a review. That's what I should do. Shout out to Wilfred John for leaving a review. 5 stars, thank you. Love the relatability of Drea and the topics in her episodes. Thank you so much. I'm glad I try to keep it relatable, y'all, when I'm talking about these things. Because, I mean, if you're trying to be an aspiring creator, it's going to be relatable, you know, the topics we cover and everything. So thank you for the review. I appreciate it. If you have not left a review, please go ahead and leave a review. Because, again, it helps boost the podcast so more people are seeing it. And more people subscribe and everything and so on and so forth. Now, let's jump into the nitty and gritty of this episode. Now, you have set up yourself properly for reaching out to a brand. You reached out to them. You're creating valuable, shareable, marketable content. Your engagement is there. You finally reached out to the company you align with. And now the next step is the brand has come to you. They're like, okay, thanks for reaching out to me. We would love to work with you. How much do you charge? Let's dive into this. How much do you charge situation, eh? Because it is very serious. My number one tip for negotiating is if a brand asks you how much they charge, do not give a brand how much you charge. Especially if it's a major brand like these Fortune 500 companies, McDonald's, Amazon's and everything. Why should you, even if it's a smaller brand too, why you should not give them your budget, how much you charge is because imagine you are okay receiving $1,000 for a post. You're very well okay. You're like, oh, heck yeah. Rent is only $800, you know, $1,000 per post. I will be very happy with that. But the brand has a budget to pay an influencer $5,000 per post. Look at that. And you know, I'm going to open your mouth. You opened your mouth and you told them, I just want $1,000. Do you see how you just missed out on $4,000 right there and then? Math, me. You know? So that's why I always say it is better for you to respectfully, professionally tell the brand, ask the brand for the budget. And I'll give you a phrase I usually use whenever a brand asks me for my rate. I will tell them, I don't usually set rates as I would love to make every partnership work if possible. With that being said, what budget do you have in mind for this campaign? Right? Simple and easy. Is professionals respectful? And it doesn't make you seem like you don't know what to charge. Because most of the time, even if you don't know what to charge, you might as well ask them what their budget is. Because if they give you an offer like, okay, we're going to pay you $50. You can tell them, okay, you know, this rate is a bit low. But based on the things you're offering for this post, my rate would be $500 for this post. Understand that puts us kind of apart. Do you have any wiggle room in your budget for this campaign? You know, stuff like that. Like, if you tell the brand politely, respectfully, professionally that that rate not gonna work, or ask them what their budget is, you're giving yourself an advantage, right? And this I always use this tip for whenever a bigger brand. If it's a smaller brand, like, you know, maybe like a flat tummy tee or, you know, a small business, you can kind of tell them, like, you know, my rates are currently between, you know, $1,000 to $2,000, depending on deliverables. However, if you have a budget, I'm happy to review it. You should give them a wide range if you're gonna give them your budget, your rate. Don't give them 100 to 200, give them 500 to 1,000, 100 to 500, a big range. That way you have flexibility depending on what they're asking you for to do in a video. Yeah. And that's a big way for, that's why I mean, when I say leave room for negotiation, right? When you're negotiating, you want to leave room for negotiation. For example, if you are very okay and you're telling a brand what your rate is, and you're okay with getting $500 per post, do not tell the brand $500, sis. Don't do it. Oh, don't do it. You know why? Because most of the time, the brand is gonna hit you with a counter offer saying, your rate is a bit too high for me. We would be comfortable paying you $100 for this post instead of $500. Now that's like, ow. But what if you're okay with getting $500, but then you multiply that by two and told them 500 times 2, 1,000, math me again. you double it. Whatever you're okay with getting, double it. So if you're okay with getting $500, double it and tell them, I would for this rate, for this campaign, I will be charging $1,000 per post. If that works, can you send over a contract so we can move forward with this, right? Because then they're going to go back like, ooh, $1,000? I'm sorry. We can only pay you $700, ma'am. And you're like, oh, well, that's fine by me because originally I was fine with $100, but I'm going to get $200 extra. Heck yeah. You know what I mean? So it's always, you always want to leave room for negotiation when you're negotiating with these brands and companies. You know, never tell them what rate you're okay with and always ask for their budget. Now, if you're a confident person, you're able to do this, I advise you hop on a call with the brand, you know, because hopping on a call with a brand, because here's the thing about these companies, when they want you to do something for them, sometimes they won't tell you everything over email, right? They will be like, oh, we want you to make a video with our AirPods, right? Let's just say an example. Make a video with these headphones and post. Cool. You go make a video with it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we would rather you film it wearing, you know, the color blue because that's our brand colors. And make sure you put the AirPods right in the face of the camera. All right. That's when things start getting, okay, listen. You're asking for too much. That's why I always say ask to hop on a call with a brand if you're able to. Or in the email, ask for a detailed, what are the deliverables? And when I say deliverables, it's just a fancy word of saying, what exactly are you asking for me to do for this campaign? Do you want me to post a picture? Do you want me to post a video? Would you like me, will you be giving me creative freedom when I post this picture? Or do you want me to be at a certain location and make sure that the headphones are showing and the logo is showing? Because let me tell you something about when it comes to ads right now in this industry. When you're creating an ad online and you know your community, more than likely, if it's obvious it's a brand deal, it's an ad, people are going to scroll and are not going to keep on watching, especially if it's TikTok, they're going to scroll. If it's Instagram, people are a little bit more used to ads, but they're not going to even watch or look at it. They're just going to like double tap and scroll. But if it's an ad that's like very authentic, very organic to your audience, you know, it's just you doing a couple crunches and then you take a sip of the water bottle that you put your headphones on, the advertising in the middle of your workout, and that's how you're putting your product placement in there by using headphones as you're working out like you usually work out in your fitness video, then that way you're giving the creative freedom, right? So what I tell people is if a brand is telling you you have the creative freedom, that's better. But if they're asking you to do specific things like make sure the logo shows for 3 seconds in your video, make sure you say, I love these what's it? Beats. I love Beats headphones with my life. Beats headphones are the best. If it's very ad focused, brand product focused, then you should charge a bit more, right? Because now you're losing the authenticity in your ad, right? And you're already gonna lose some engagement because already people are gonna scroll because they know it's an ad. So hey, this is your time, this is your value, this is your worth. Ask for a little bit more, all right? And another thing you gotta look for too, why I say, you know, hop on a call or tell the brand to tell you in details what the deliverables are, is because if the turnaround time, let's say today you got the brand reply back to you that they wanna work with you and they expect the content to be due tomorrow. No. Because like you need to know when to raise your price. It takes a lot of work when it comes to brand deals, right? It takes a lot of stuff goes into it, right? It's not just, I'm just gonna sit down and take a picture. It is, you're gonna plan out what the content is gonna be. You're gonna have to brainstorm ideas. If you have to, you're gonna have to find a photographer, a videographer for yourself. You're going to have to, like I said, there's a lot of work that goes into making one post, right? So sometimes these brands don't consider it. Like you got to also think of an idea that's relevant to your audience. You know, you have to schedule out the content to make sure that you've posted other content in your feed to make sure that your post is not just one branded post and that's your post for the week. So a lot of stuff goes into these brand deals that people don't realize. So make sure that you are getting paid your worth when it comes to these brands. And another thing some people don't remember too, when it comes to working with brands where you get to leverage and make more money, is revisions. Like I said, if you made the video for the headphone company and they're like, can you go back and redo this because you're not wearing color blue, and color blue is our brand color, and we need you to wear brand colors in the video. It's like, okay, now I need to go back and reshoot this whole content. I need to rebook the photographer. I need to, you know, spend time and edit the content. For doing this, you're only entitled to one revision. After the second revision, child, you need to pay me an extra $100 or an extra $300, extra $500, whatever amount you feel comfortable is for them to pay extra for. So remember, know when to raise your rate. Know those wiggle rooms that these brands try to take advantage of. Because I've had a brand do that to me before. I had to go back and revise the video like 4 times. And it was exhausting because it wasn't just me in the video. I had 2 other friends who were in the skit, right? So I had to figure out, when are you guys free to be in this video? Because I need to reshoot it. You know, and that is so stressful. So make sure that's where we got to get into the part of contracts. Make sure you put that in your contract. Make sure you draft up a contract and read between the lines. Because there's a couple things between the lines that you have to look at in contracts that people don't talk about. So yeah, it's just knowing when to raise your price. With negotiation too, I believe knowing when to raise your price, I said this in the previous episode, is if the company aligns so well with your brand and is so in tune with how niche your brand is, your content is. For example, if you're doing fitness videos on how to lose tummy fat, and Flat Tummy Tea reached out to you, I don't know why I always use that as an example because I feel like that's the one brand that works with almost everyone, right? And Flat Tummy Tea reaches out to you, all your content is about how to lose belly fat. You can charge them an arm and a leg because all their target customers are your followers. Remember that. And this is regardless if you have 1 million followers or you have 1,000 followers or you have 10,000 followers. If you're working with a brand that aligns with your niche, remember you have the upper hand because you can charge so much more because, again, they need you more than you need them. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And another tip with negotiating too is we need to get in the habit of being able to be comfortable with talking money with our peers in this industry, a trusted network of creators, right? Because I think in this industry, you start collaborating, you start making friends online, have group chats where you, or have friends people that you trust that you can reach out to, especially within your community, that you can be like, hey, this brand reached out to you. Did they reach out to you too? Okay, they reached out to you. How much are you charging? Because I would say, even to now, and I still have my group chats, that whenever a brand reaches out to me and I'm not sure about where to charge, where to start with my rate, I ask my group chat, hey, did this brand reach out to you too? And if it did, I'm like, okay, what are you guys charging? I just want to know. I know we have different followers, but what are you charging? And it gives me an idea to start from where I can charge. Because like, if we don't communicate enough with each other about rates and how much we charge and brands they're working with and our experience working with certain brands, one will continue to get low budgeted because one person with 50,000 followers will charge $100, and then someone with 20,000 followers will charge $1,000, and then the brand will be like, excuse me, your co-partner that had 50,000 followers only charged $100, so we can only offer you $100. And it's like, no, that person with 50,000 followers did not know their worth like how I do. So it's for us to work with each other, try to uplift each other and educate each other, or even like educate each other. Like, y'all, I just work with this brand and they sent me some juice and that juice was terrible. Do not work with them, you know? Yeah. So another thing with negotiating is sometimes it's okay to take a lower rate. And why I say take a sometimes it's okay to take a lower rate because we should work towards establishing a relationship with a brand, right? And what I mean by this is you don't want to just have a one-off kind of thing. Like you just post and goodbye and you never hear from the brand again. You would ideally love to work together to create like a brand ambassador type of thing. Like, hey brand, okay, I know you can't meet my rate of $500, but how about this time around, I will take a lower rate of $300. I will agree to this. But I hope that after we make this camp, after I post this, we can continue to establish relationship to work with each other on a monthly basis. Or you tell the brand, okay, you can't do $500. Okay, how about we do, I will go down to $300, but how about we do a package deal? I will give you 2 Instagram posts, 1 TikTok, and a reel for $300 each, and then you rack it up and boom, you know, something like this, something along, whatever works for you, right? I'm just throwing ideas out there. But ideally, you don't want to just, that's how I see it, you build more respect with your audience when they see you working with the same brand consistently. For me, I signed a brand ambassador deal with 7-Eleven this year, all glory be to God. And now and every time I'm posting about 7-Eleven, my audience, they're not like, ad. They're like, okay, all right, sis, 7-Eleven again. Let me see what you're talking about because you must really love them. This one, you always, every time, 7-Eleven, what's happening here? Let me go to 7-Eleven. I figure out why the Drea loves 7-Eleven so much. So it's always nice to establish a relationship with a brand, right? And something I'll do, I'll give you guys, since y'all my family, I'll give you some tips on how I make sure I build a relationship with a brand. Even with an agency too, an agency that brings you a brand deal. If you get a brand deal from an agency, make sure you thank these companies. You thank them and let them know how grateful you are for working with them. When I got one of my first big brand deals on Instagram was with Coca-Cola, and it was through this agency. And I think I was still in grad school then, right? And broke college student, I was very happy to get a couple $1,000 for a post on Instagram. Very, very happy, extremely happy. And I made sure that they know. I made it my mission to let them know that I am grateful for working with you, and I would love to continue working with you again. So on Thanksgiving, I hand wrote a thank you card, and I mailed it to them as a thank you, you know. And I also let them know how much that partnership that you sent me meant to me. So let these brands know, even if you don't want to handwrite, I'm old school, right? I'm an old school gal, so I handwrite things. But even if you don't want to handwrite, you can send them an email, thank you. Please keep me in mind for future campaigns that come my way. And that way they remember like, oh, this person was really grateful. Oh, a new brand deal is coming around. Let's reach out to Susie again, or let's reach out to to Quan again. So I'm just throwing random names out there. But make sure you let these brands and companies and agencies know how thankful you are for working with them. Because again, the goal is for it to be on their radar. I think that's one of the things that made me super successful. I'll give y'all a tip, is just making sure people know my gratitude towards them within my network. Like when I would go for these events like VidCon, social media conventions, instead of chasing collaborations with the biggest content creator, I was trying to get friends with the manager of the biggest content creator, the manager of the companies that are giving these brand deals to content creators. Because honestly, people don't realize the people behind the scenes is what keeps the boat moving. That's what keeps the flow in the ocean. So you want to make sure you are, you know, reaching out to these people to your network. Networking is everything in this industry. So those are some of my top tips for negotiation. And also just remembering, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. I think we get scared sometimes when, you know, especially when it's our first brand deal and we're like, oh no, I don't want to say no. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to turn this down because what if nothing else comes around? Turn it down. Turn it down, especially when they're not paying your worth. Tell them no. These companies need to hear no. There's this one company on TikTok that's like a water bottle company or a water company, and they're giving creators like for 10 videos, $100. That is so, I don't care how low your followers are, even if you only have 1,000 followers or 100 followers, nah. Okay, maybe 100 followers, then that makes more sense. But even if that's like modern day, slavery is a hard word to use, but that's like, yeah, they're extorting you. Never take anything for so low when you're making so many videos for somebody. Know your worth and add that tax, baby. And I think on the future, I want to talk about contracts. And that's when I want to bring someone in to talk about contracts, because when it comes to negotiating, there are things within the contract that you have to look out for that we tend to overlook that we can use to charge more. For example, I'll give you a couple examples. Exclusivity. When a brand wants to work with you, sometimes they're going to tell you, you're going to have to be exclusive with us for a couple days. That's fine. That means I can't work with any other brand. Let's say Sephora wants to work with me. I have to be exclusive with Sephora for a week. That means for that week, if L'Oreal comes to me, or Ulta comes to me, or whatever other, you know, beauty supply store comes to me, I can't work with them because I'm exclusive to Sephora for 1 week. That is fine. But a situation when they tell you, you have to be exclusive with me for more than 30 days, for 2-3 months, now you're gonna have to pay me 2-3 months of 2-3 work of salary. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm gonna miss out on a check because I'm exclusive to you for 3 months, I need to pay my rent. You're gonna have to pay me 2-3 months of salary so I don't have to be evicted. You know what I mean? And that's one thing we don't look at, exclusivity. We don't look at the usage. Some of these brands will put it within their contract. Like when you send us a picture of you using my world famous spoon, you know, I get all the rights to your image. And all of a sudden you start seeing yourself on billboards. Okay, that's cool exposure, but you should be cut a check for that billboard ad. Or if you're scrolling through Instagram, you see they're running your ads and it's been 2 years later, they're still running your ads and you want to work with another spoon company, but you can't because this spoon company is like, excuse me, I saw my competitor, they're running ads with your video that you did 2 years ago. I can't work with you if you're still working with them. But it's like, no, you signed off. They can use your rights, use your rights as long as they want. You know, so you always have to look at those things when it comes to contracts. And I want to dive into that on a different podcast episode on things we need to look at in contracts that we tend to overlook, because it's not just about give me money and let me go away, but it's about what are they paying for? And they need to pay you the right amount for what they're paying for, especially all those things in between the lines of the contracts. So yes. So that was the brief. Let me do a recap on the points that I made in this Know Your Worth episode. I talked about when a brand reaches out to you, make sure you ask for their budget before you give your rates, right? Because you don't want to undersell yourself. Always know your worth, oversell yourself, leave room for negotiation. If you're okay with getting $100 for a post, do not tell them $100, double that amount and tell them $200. So that way when they come back to you, they will tell you, oh, we can only offer you $150 and you're still, woo, I'm happy. All right. If you can, ask to hop on a call with a brand. So that way you can ask them everything they you need to know about the brand deal, right? When do you need to post it? Is it coming up too soon? Is it, do I get the creative freedom or is it very product focused? Hop on a call and discuss with a brand or have them list them out in the email. Let them send you a creator brief and exactly what deliverables, what are they asking for to post. So that way, if it's a tight turnaround, you can increase your price. If they want multiple revisions, increase your price. Reach out, know your niche. The more niche your following is, the more you can charge because remember, this company's target customers are all your followers and your followers are your community, they're your family. So once you post about their product, they are going to eat it like hyenas in the jungle. They're gonna eat it up. So you can charge a lot more because that is your niche. That company's follower customers are your niche. Try to have a trusted network of creators, right? That you can reach out to, especially within your community or even outside of your community too. Because again, if you're a Latina creator and all you only people you talk to are Latina creators, you know, sometimes you need that outside knowledge of what are Caucasian creators getting paid? What are Black creators getting paid? What are Asian creators getting paid? How can we all come together to make sure that regardless of what ethnicity it is, we get paid our worth? You know what I'm saying? So getting, building that trusted network of people you can discuss and even hear reviews about brands that they work with. So, you know, I don't want to work with this brand. I don't want to sign to this management because this person said this management was not good. Let me not sign with them. Let me not work with this agency because they never paid me on time. That's another thing I forgot to mention. Make sure they're paying you on time within the contract, because if they're going to pay you anything more than 30 days, again, the rent is due. The rent is due. And then last but not least, know when to raise your rate. And that's also included in everything. If they're going to ask for usage rights of your image or your video to run ads on it, they got to pay you extra on that. If they're going to ask you to be exclusive with them, that means you can't work with anyone else for like 30 days. I'm sorry, for more than 30 days, they need to pay you more than 30 days salary, right? So these are certain key points to look for that I hope will help you out as you're out there negotiating, y'all. And do me a favor, if any of this stood out to you as you were listening, screenshot this, post it on your story, tag Do It For The Content Podcast. That's at Do It For, that's number 4, the content, at Do It For The Content. Let us know how this is helping you out. I love hearing some testimonials. I heard a couple testimonials. I got a testimonial this week, actually, and that would actually fire me up. And I'm like, I need to keep on posting because y'all need to hear this. And it was someone telling me about how they just started a podcast and they discovered this podcast and listened to about 3 episodes and it took so much notes and realized, you know, how they need to figure out how to, you know, grow their IG handle through my podcast. They figured out how to discover the niche through their podcast. And overall, they were telling me like, you know, if Drea can do it, they can do it too. And I'm like, heck yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Tell y'all, I don't have 2 heads. I'm not better than you. If I can do it, sis, bro, y'all can do it too. So good luck out there as y'all doing it for the content, all right? Please leave a 5-star review, all that jazz, and have a good one out there as you are doing it for the content.